96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When Marion Christopher Berry died this week, a D.C. police report linked the use of synthetic marijuana, known as K2, to his last hours of life. But the death of the son of former D.C. mayor and councilman Marion Berry is just one of many layers in the struggle to fight the use of dangerous and synthetic drugs. And tonight, we're going to take a look at what they are and what's being done to address the problem. My guests are Dr. Tanya Royster, director of the D.C. Department of Behavioral Health, and Horace Anding, a former drug user and now drug counselor here in the District of Columbia. Lines are open. Give us a call. I want to hear from you. I want to hear about your thoughts, any experiences, any questions that you may have, and I'm sure you have quite a few questions, about synthetic drugs here in the district. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Dr. Royster and Horace, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Dr. Royster, give me a working definition as it relates to synthetic drugs. Are there many kinds? Is there just one kind? Where do they come from? Run that down for me, please.
Well, synthetic drugs are a category of drugs that actually number in the hundreds. They are chemical compounds that are created, manufactured in backyards, in garages. Literally every day, you slightly change the chemical structure and you have a new compound. That makes them incredibly difficult to detect. Incredibly difficult to treat. So there are hundreds and hundreds of them. Now, they have common street names like K2, Scooby, other things. But the interesting thing also is these drugs are not pure. So inside a package may be 6 or 7 different compounds.
Mm-hmm. When you mentioned K2, mm-hmm. for example, and that was one of the things that I mentioned, mm-hmm. synthetic marijuana, is that what is that?
Well, so we have actually tried to really discourage the use of synthetic marijuana as a term, because when people hear marijuana, they think of marijuana, mm-hmm. and they think of it as a relatively innocuous or somewhat air quotes safe drug. And we know that synthetic drugs are by no means in any way resemble marijuana. They don't function like marijuana in the brain. They don't produce the effects of marijuana, and they're far more deadly and dangerous for people to use.
Horace, I wonder, as a counselor, what kind of incidents have you noticed? Have you noticed more people coming in who are struggling with their use of synthetic drugs than, say, you have over the past 5 years or so?
Yeah, for the past 5-10 years, Mr. Fisher, we've had hundreds of men and women, young men and women between the age of 18 and 35, who have severely struggled with K2 or synthetic drugs. Some of the issues that they had are very violent, very argumentative, very sleepy, very volatile, and very dangerous. Mm-hmm. At times, they become very dangerous and will hurt you.
Mm-hmm. When they come to you, what do they say about the effects of the drugs on their minds, on their bodies? As you know, because I keep thinking about, you know, that the crack cocaine epidemic during the 1980s when, you know, I was, you know, a teenager here in D.C. Is this the same kind of thing, or is it different?
Totally different. We're talking about a drug that agitation is at a whole nother level. Violence is at a whole nother level. Irritability is at a whole nother level. These men and women have no desire, no motive, no motivation to do anything, because the effects of it, as the doctor was saying, how these different chemicals are involved in their body and their brain, we don't even know some of the stuff that it's really doing right now. We're just going by
That's
what a medical
right.
doctor may say. But we really don't have a clue at what these synthetic drugs are really doing to our young folks' bodies and brains.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about synthetic drug use, K2, spice, potpourri, for example, all of those things. We're going to drill down a little bit deeper. But if you have a question, if you have a comment, please give us a call. We would like to hear from you. LaMaria, I hope I have that right,
yes.
Calling from Northern Virginia. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the respect that I understand more of why they're turning to this alternative drug, because they're on probation, they're going through pretrial, our youth right now are under attack, and they're turning to this because, for one, it's undetectable, they're frustrated, they're angry, they're being ostracized, they're being, they're going through pretrial, they're guilty before they've even had a trial start on them.
Well, let me ask you something.
Let me ask you,
because my producer is telling me that your son is struggling with a synthetic drug.
My son is deceased. He would have been 23 this year. But when my son died, he has started smoking the very thing that he was trying to discourage his friends from doing, because it was undetectable when they had to go and urinate for the probation officers.
Wow.
Right. And
so it was a way of coping with some of the things that have come out in our nation right now, and some of the struggles that we have, because there was no reason whatsoever for my son. He got wrapped up in the wrong crowd and doing stupid stuff with a support system at home. We're a professional family. We're a Haitian family, traveling to hospitality.
Well, Dr. Royster wanted to make a comment, LaMaria. Go right ahead, Dr.
Royster. Yeah, sure. LaMaria, first, I'm so sorry for your loss, but I do want to say that now that the synthetic cannabinoids are detectable, so we do have the capacity and the ability to detect these. So we do think that was a contributor to why they spiked so quickly, because as LaMaria pointed out, many individuals that were going through stress, anxiety, challenges, were able to use this and still fly under the radar for any other court issues or supervisions. Another factor that probably contributed to its quick spike was the affordability of the drug.
It's cheap.
It's very cheap.
Very cheap.
Very cheap.
LaMaria, again, thank you so much for your phone call. And certainly the passing of your son is a cautionary tale for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. So, again, we appreciate you sharing in the conversation. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Teddy, calling from D.C. What's on your mind, Teddy?
Yeah, how you doing? I just said the same thing in reference to a lot of the youth or the people that's smoking and on probation, and it spiked because of that, because it was undetectable at the time. They can test for it now, but I know people on probation that still smoke it, and they don't get in no trouble for it because it's not an illegal substance. So you can't penalize somebody on probation for smoking something that's not an illegal substance. Hmm. So the makers of the K2, they know what the K2 is used for and all other names. The only way to really deter from it is to go at the manufacturer and try the distribution, make it illegal to sell. And when you arrest and lock up, you know, the people that sell it, then that'll be the deterrent, because it's a cheaper drug and they're going to keep smoking. They don't care about the risk. They just want to get high and they don't want to go to jail.
Teddy, thank you so much. There has been a change in the District of Columbia as to the legality of this. Talk to me about that.
At the federal level, Mr. Fisher, the federal level, they are testing for this illegal drug. And if you are known to test positive for these synthetic drugs, it is a violation of your parole, your probation, your supervised release, or your pretrial status. So the courts are involved in it. And some men and women are being violated, but they're trying to treat them before they violate them to send people back to jail or prison. Because this is a drug that you really have to find some ways to provide the professional treatment for the men and women who are addicted to this stuff.
Dr. Royster, the Bowser administration, along with Police Chief Kathy Lanier, over the past 12 months or so, have really tried to catch up to this issue. Talk to me about that, please.
Yes, the district government has been very aggressive in passing laws to make it illegal to sell or purchase, and they are going after the stores that are trying to sell it. So
excellent.
If you get caught, you get a fine. If you get caught again, you get shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. It's not
excellent.
Tolerable here in the district.
And that only happened, within the last year
Absolutely.
Or so? Because beforehand, you could walk into any mm-hmm. corner store in the district and you could see
right
these
the
products
counter.
Right on the
yeah.
counter,
mm-hmm.
right behind the glass case or what have you. And so, and what we saw, particularly last summer, we saw all kinds of cases, particularly the DC Fire and EMS, essentially going en masse to apartment complexes where people went on some kind of
Party or binge.
And we haven't heard a lot of that lately.
We track yeah. those numbers very carefully with our fire and EMS colleagues monthly. We get reports from them, so we're seeing the number of suspected K2 pickups, and we see if there are spikes in certain neighborhoods. Is there a time of year? Was it the weather? We're always evaluating it literally on a monthly basis. So we are trying to do surveillance and monitoring to stay ahead of this and to prevent people's lives from being destroyed.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the use of synthetic drugs. Lawan, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Lawan?
Hi. I was just calling to make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that I've noticed about the drug, as you guys have been speaking about, and you mentioned it earlier in your comment, is that it's only sold in certain neighborhoods. It's like you said, you can go in any corner store, any gas station, anywhere, and it's still accessible. It's still out there, unfortunately. You don't see that drug in Tinleytown. You don't see that drug in Wisconsin Avenue, out in Lower Merlin, places like that. It's right here in the city, and it's still very prominent and being done a lot by these young men and women, unfortunately.
Lawan, thank you so much for your comment. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Alexandria, calling from Fort Washington. What's on your mind?
Hi. My comment is, each time the government get involved with this situation with the K-12.
K-2. But go ahead.
Whoever's making it, redo the chemicals mm-hmm. in this drug to make it not illegal. So we're dealing straight with the government. The government is the cause of all of this. When you legalize marijuana and the THC in the marijuana all of a sudden is 33% or 66%, and it smells like a skunk, and now you got your sons, you're going to have children being born with ADHD. We got a lot of problems ahead of us.
Okay.
Well, it is a challenge, Alexandria, but you should know that the federal government did change the way that they schedule or report on
exactly.
these things, so that now it's a whole category. And Alexandria is right. When it first started, they were going compound by compound, but the manufacturers were getting way too far ahead of us. So they were able to change the federal register the way that works, so that people could take the whole class and make it illegal, and you didn't have to chase the compounds.
Alexandria, thank you so much for your phone call.
DC.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, more of your phone calls, including Maurice calling from D.C., Tracy also calling from D.C. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and I promise I will be taking your phone calls. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.